Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Bob Fisher. VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
The VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com. The book is called The Naked Portfolio Manager. Robert J. Fisher is on the book. Bob is our friend. Bob, thanks again for being here. More than eight years he's been hanging out with us. So, Bob, I know that you want to talk about living to be 100, and I'm going to get you to remind us about that website you mentioned earlier. But one of the things, a couple of issues here for somebody who's on the leading edge of the baby boomers is that, number one, it's not so much how you live, how long you live, it's the quality of life for the how long you live. That's what's important, number one. And number two, I'm not sure I want to see what the world looks like when I'm 100, Bob. and I'm not kidding about that. What do you think?
Well, I think that what you want to do is live a long time, and you want everything above the neck to work for the rest of your life. And, guys, everything below the waist, you want to work for the rest of your life, too. And girls, you want your guys to be that way, too. And the way that you do that is you take care of your health. NutritionFacts.org is the most thoroughly researched website on how to live.
This is not your property.
My property. Yep. It's my friend Michael Greger who has dedicated this website to researching all the peer-reviewed articles on nutrition.
How do we do? What are his big takeaways? What are two or three big takeaways?
Well, its big takeaway is that your diet should be primarily whole, unprocessed plant foods.
Vegan. He's vegan.
So, well, he doesn't use that term, and he's not an animal rights extremist
right.
at all. It's just that the more whole plants, unprocessed plants, when you go to the grocery store, you go to the edges where all the green stuff is and the sweet potatoes and you do your shopping there and you limit or eliminate the animal products and you stay away from.
But we're omnivores. You know, we're the natural law of humans is that we're omnivores. Now I don't disagree with the processed, stay away from the processed stuff. I try to do that as much as I can, and you know I'm not a major meat eater, although I do eat meat. But we're omnivores, and I've seen people get upside down by trying to go all vegan, I've seen people almost kill themselves by doing it that way. I mean, human beings need protein. We need protein, Bob.
Well, we do need protein. You can get protein from legumes, but see. We have a lot of people that eat meat three times a day. And if you can go from eating meat three times a day to eating meat three times a week, you will have a massive increase in your health.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I did it.
Mm-hmm. How did it manifest in you? How did it change you?
Well, 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with diabetes. And I changed my diet, and 6 weeks later, I did not have diabetes.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe you can. I think you can bring the symptoms on by your diet for sure.
And all my and my sugar levels came down. My triglycerides came down. Everything got a lot better when I dramatically reduced. And I'm not completely vegan,
right.
but when I dramatically reduced to very seldom eating animal products, my health got massively better.
One thing,
I don't eat processed food.
Gary Player, the golfer Gary Player, is someone I've gotten to know over the years and been around a little bit over the years. And he's fish, some chicken, and everything else is fish. And he's like the Ever Ready Bunny. He's 80. No, he's probably almost 79. No, he's older than that. He's about 80 years old. He's still going wide open. So he's a good testament for what you're talking about. Hey, Bob, I need the website one more time, please.
It's thevirginiathinkinginstitute.com.
There you go. Hey, Bob, come back soon. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.